Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Linda, and I am here. I just wanted to come on today. This is going to be my lunchtime chat with you, and for at least for this week, I'm just going to come on for about 15 minutes and talk to you and do a devotional and just kind of encourage you in the Lord. So if you can, all those that will, are willing and able to join me, go ahead and join me during this session. Today is going to be our first session. And like I said, for this week, and depending on how the Lord leads me, I may go into a second week or we may make it a little bit more permanent. But for this week, I just want to take a little bit of time to talk with you and just talk about God's goodness. We're going to do a small devotion, and I'm going to allow the Spirit of God to lead me in the way that he would have me to go today. I am really excited about this new path that he has me walking on. And I really want you guys to understand your purpose in life, understand who you are in Christ and why God has called you. And I know some of us, you know, we go through trials, we go through tribulations, and we wonder what's the purpose. And I'm pretty sure Job said to God, you know, why me? Why do I have to go through this? And I remember years ago reading a book from T.D. Jakes, and it said, why? And it said, in the subtitle said, because you're anointed. And what I found out about the anointing, and this Friday, let me just kind of stop before I really get into this. This Friday, I'm going to start a series, and I'm going to be talking to mostly those in leadership in the church, those that are in ministry, those that feel that they have a calling on their life to lead the people of God. But anyone can glean from this, because I'm going to be teaching on the anointing. I'm going to be teaching on each of the fivefold ministry and what that looks like in our church today. Because some people will say, well, you know, apostles are done away with. There's no real prophets today. God's not speaking. And so we just need to understand what it looks like in the church in 2015, because the church is the body of Christ. And so I'm going to start that series on Friday, and it's going to be, and I will have more information about it, because I'll put more information, I should say, about it, you know, as the days go by, so you'll know what time and things, so you can be here for that teaching. But if you miss it, you know, Blog Talk has the archives. You can always come at any time and hear the archives of what was taught. But like I said, for this week, we're going to be doing the lunch with Pastor Linda, and it may extend depending on how the Spirit of God leads me. But going back to Job and what he was asking God, why? And, you know, I read this book by T.D. Jakes, and it says, why? And the subtitle was, because you're anointed. And I think what people don't understand about that is that God has put us in the position where we are anointed and appointed for a reason. We quote Jeremiah 29:11, and, you know, some people quote 11 through 13. And we say, you know, for I know the thoughts. Actually, let me go ahead and pull that up. And I want to read that. I'm not going to just quote it to you, but I want to read it to you, because I want you to hear what the word of the Lord says about that. And I want you to get that in your spirit, because there's something about agreeing with what God says about you. We agree with what the devil says. We agree with what people say. We agree to certain things, and we're not even understanding what we're agreeing to. And then when we have certain situations in our lives that causes us to question God, we don't even understand that we made an agreement with that. And so we may do later on this week, I may talk a little bit about the power of agreement. But let me say this, because I want you to agree with the word of God, and I want you to hear what the word of God says. So I'm reading Jeremiah 29:11 out of the New International Version, NIV. It says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Now, when we read this in King James, and let me find that version because I kind of want to go to that version and read that. It says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Now, what I get from this and what sticks out to me is that you have an expected end. You have, God has an ending for your life. And some of us are walking down a road that God has not ordained for our life. Some of us are being pulled by others in a path or on a paved road that isn't paved by God. It's paved by the thoughts and the wants and the desires of other people. But God says, "For I know the thoughts I think toward you, saith the Lord." And so some of us have thought that, God, you are angry with me. God, you don't want to do good for me. Every time I pray for something, it seems like the opposite happens. And it's not that. It's God has already ordained, already appointed, already assigned your path. And so if you are on an alternate path, you know, if you took a detour, that's not God's problem. That's not God's faith for you. That's not what he proclaimed over your life. What he proclaimed over your life is this. And so we have to find out what the this is. We have to find out what is his path, what is his plan, what are his thoughts. And so you can only get his thoughts from reading the scripture, from praying, from fasting, from knowing God's character. One of the things that I said when I got into ministry is, God, show me your character. Let me know who you are, because I don't ever want to get into a place where I'm working for someone and I don't know their character. I don't ever want to get in a place where I'm speaking about God and I don't know God's character, that I don't have a relationship with God. You know, I know when someone tells me, and I heard this analogy done, and I'm going to take it on and do it myself, I know my mother. I know what my mother will say and what she won't say. And if you come to me and say, "Your mother said this, that, and the other," I know whether or not you have spoken with my mother. Why? Because I have an intimate relationship with my mother. I have sat down and had conversations with my mother. I've lived with my mother. My mother raised me. So I know. I've seen her at her highs. I've seen her at her lows. And I've seen her everywhere in between. So I know pretty much what my mother will say and what she won't say. And if you come to me and you say something that is not in the character, hear what I'm saying, that's not in the character of Emma Harper, I know because I'm her child. I know because I have a relationship with her. I know because she's my friend. And we've had the friendship conversations. We've had the mother-daughter conversations. We've had the minister-to-minister conversations. We've prayed together. We've fasted together. We've gone through some battles in the spirit and in the natural. We've had our arguments, so I know what she'll say when she gets mad. So if you come to me and say that this is what your mother said, and it's not something that my mother would say, even if you put it in your own words, then I know you haven't had a conversation with my mother. And that's how we have to be with God. We have to know whether or not the people that are coming to us have had a conversation with God concerning us. We've got to know how God will speak to us. There was a lady that came to me one time, and she said, "Linda, God said," and she was all sweet and all sedate and, you know, just really calm. And I looked at her, and I said, "Baby, no, that's not what God said." And she looked at me, and she was like, "What? I'm telling you, God loves you." I said, "I understand that, and I know that because the word tells me that." But see, when God wants to speak to me, when he wants to say something audible to me, it is not a nice, pleasant thing, because it's like, "Linda, I've been nudging you, and I've been unctioning you. I've been wooing you, and you haven't listened, so now look at here." He comes to me like that. Now I need you to sit down and shut up. I need you to take a listen to what I'm about to say to you. He comes a little aggressive. And so if you come to me all polite and you're giving me a word, I'm like, that's not how God talks to me. Because if he has to send somebody, he's not sending them because this is his first time. He's sending it because, look, girl, I've been trying to get your attention, and now I'm coming to correct you. Now I'm coming to cause some stuff so you can do some stuff, so some actions can take place. You are about to do what I'm about to tell you to do right now, because I've been trying to get you to do it by giving you signs and by giving you this, by, you know, letting you hear it in a sermon, letting you hear it in a song, letting somebody in conversation say something to you, and you're not taking heed. So since you've been hard-headed, since you've been stiff-necked, let me come at you a little more aggressively. And so you've got to know how God speaks to you. You've got to know the character of God. I was talking with some people earlier today, and we were talking about this very thing, and it kind of just stayed in my spirit. And so I said, well, today, for our first devotion, then let's just talk about that. Let's just talk about why we have to know God, why we have to understand that there is an expected end. There is an appointed time. In Habakkuk 2, it talks about the vision and that we should write it down so that a runner can run with it, because there is a plan. God has a plan in place. And even if you are off the trotted path, even if you've gone astray, even if you took a detour, there is yet hope for you. You don't have to worry about it, because God says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you. And guess what? Let me just stop right there, because there's a comma there. Let me just stop there and say this, that God is thinking those thoughts, and it doesn't matter who you are or what you've done. It has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with the ability, the opportunity, and the, what's the word I'm looking for? The promise that you give to God, because we are his promise, that when he looks at us, he's like, you have the potential to be this. And so my thoughts are that I put you in a place where you can become what I want you to be, where you will surrender yourself unto me. You will become that living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto me, so that I can work through you. So I can do what I need to do so my anointing can flow and you can operate the way that I see you operating in your potential. So the word of the Lord says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. This is not saith your pastor. It's not saith Pastor Linda. It's not saith your sister, your brother, your uncle, your cousin. It's none of them. None of them have a say in it. So let me ask you this. What have people said to you that have discouraged you into thinking that you were nothing? What have people said to you that has discouraged you to thinking that you can't do what God has called you to do? That if God has called you into ministry, you can't go into ministry because of your past. Well, I'm here to tell you, your past does not dictate your future. We all make bad mistakes. I'd be the first to raise my hand and say, I've made some horrible mistakes. I've made some things that I thought disqualified me from being led of the Lord and being used by God. But yet he still wants to use me. Yet he still wants to talk through me. Yet he still has a place and a design over my life. And so when I sit here and I think about it, when I think about all of that, I have to agree with what God says. He says, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. And so my time is run out, but let me leave you with this. You are what God says that you are. You be blessed and encouraged, and until tomorrow at the same time, every day this week at 12 noon, come have lunch with Pastor Linda. You be blessed. You be encouraged.